In our previous shiur, we began a discussion regarding the subject that's mentioned here in our Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, regarding the concept of Hezek Shein Nikar. The Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah discusses a very interesting shaila. He says there's a student learning in a yeshiva who, unfortunately, Rachman Litzlan, has a contagious disease. He was very hungry, and he went into the kitchen of the yeshiva and took out some food from the pot that was on the stove that was being prepared for the entire population of the yeshiva to eat. The people became aware of what just happened. And because this individual has a contagious disease, they of course immediately decided that they have to discard the entire pot of food. So a number of shailas come up. The first shaila is, does this student who ruined all of the food in the pot that made it, that it had to get discarded, have to pay for the value of that food? And the other question that came up is that the yeshiva had to feed the students, and it was impossible for them to cook a meal in time to feed them. So they had to go to a caterer who had food prepared and buy food for the population of the yeshiva. But obviously, the food that they bought from the caterer was much more expensive than the food that they would have had to serve had they prepared the food themselves. Does the person who caused this damage not only have to pay for the damage that he caused, but also have to pay for the differential that the yeshiva had to spend extra to get food for the extra cost that they had to serve the meal to the yeshiva? So he says as follows. If this individual was aware that he had this contagious disease, and still he put his hand into that pot, causing it to be discarded, the halacha is that he has to pay for what he did. For as we've learned, Hezek Shein Nikar, when it was done b'mezid, Chazal made a knas that you have to pay for, and therefore Hezek Shein Nikar, he's going to have to pay. On the other hand, if it was b'shogeg, he doesn't know that he's sick, and he only became aware of it afterwards, that it's b'shogeg, and b'shogeg we said Hezek Shein Nikar, you don't have to pay the knas. It's certainly considered a situation of Hezek Shein Nikar, certainly like according to the Rambam that we explained in our previous year, because the food, nothing changed in the food, just because this person put his hand into the pot. It could be that according to Tosfos, this would be a Hezek Shein Nikar. Because if anybody sees this individual who unfortunately is sick touching the food, so even though, as we're saying, nothing really changed to the food itself, but either the observer know that this individual is sick, and know that when he touches food, that food becomes food that you can't and won't eat, maybe according to Tosfos, that would be considered a Hezek Shein Nikar. As we said in our previous year, that even though Bezman HaZeh, we don't collect knas, Chazal This knas, it seems, Chazal say we still collect. And however, we also quoted that there are opinions that say that the only time Chazal can't said this knas are strictly by Metama, Medama, and Menaseh. So, combining a number of questions that we've discussed in the following in the shiurim, let's say the following. First of all, there's a question if this is a Hezekah Nicker or a Hezekah Sheni Nicker. According to Tosfos, one can maybe make an argument that this is a Hezekah Nicker. According to most Rishonim, most notably the Rambam, this is a case of a Hezekah Sheni Nicker. If it's a Hezekah Sheni Nicker, we then have the Machloikis, if the Knas that Chazal said is Hezekah Sheni Nicker only by Metama, Medama, Menasech, or by all Hezekah Sheni Nickers. We also have the Machloikis Rishonim that we quoted in our previous year, that it could be that in general one cannot collect for Hezekah Sheni Nicker b'zman hazeh, the Machloikis that we quoted in the Meiri, because we don't collect Knas b'zman hazeh. So what should this person do? If he's smart and he knows the halacha, what he should do is be moida that he did this. And even though we quoted the Orach HaShulchan in our previous shiur, who says that even though in all areas of halacha the din is moida b'knas is potter, this knas, the Orach HaShulchan quoted the Yam Shel Shloima that says here we don't say moida b'knas is potter, but that isn't the opinion of all Paiskim. So if we'll combine the shittas that say that there is no knas b'zman hazeh, we'll combine the shittas that say that even if there is a knas, it's limited strictly to the case of metama, medama, menasech. And we'll combine the shittas that say that a moed b'knas potter even applies to this knas as well, I think one would not be able to obligate the student, even though he did a very wrong thing, for paying. Regarding the shaila that the yeshiva had to go spend extra money to pay to caterer to provide them with food, which cost them more if they would have prepared it themselves, that's not more than a grumma, and a grumma ben nezakin is potter. In a situation where the person wasn't aware that he has this disease, it seems, even though it was against the wish of the school doesn't want anybody going into the kitchen just taking out food and eating, still, that certainly would be a situation of a Hezekah Sheni Nicker. It would certainly be, according to all Shitas, a situation of a Hezekah Sheni Nicker. According to the Rambam, it's certainly a case of Hezekah Sheni Nicker, because nothing changed in the food. According to Tosfos, who we were saying before, maybe it should be considered a Hezekah and Nicker, because since the person is sick and I see him touching the food, here, he himself doesn't know he's sick, and certainly no one else knows he's sick. So therefore, someone seeing him touching the food will not in any way assume that this is a Hezek, and therefore everybody will agree that this is a situation of a Hezek Sheni Nicker. And as we've said in our previous year, even if we'll say that we collect for a Hezek Sheni Nicker b'zman hazeh, even though, as we said, it's a knas, that halach is only when the Hezek Sheni Nicker was done b'mezid. But when the Hezek Sheni Nicker was done b'shoigig, we don't collect. And here, certainly since he himself wasn't aware that he's sick, and neither, obviously, was anyone else aware, even though he shouldn't have taken the food, because he's not supposed to touch the food, even if he's not sick, that's not considered, but he is a student in the yeshiva. So that's not considered a maisa hezek. It's not more than a hezek shen and nicker. And the halacha is hezek shen and nicker, b'shogig, one is not chayful. Discussing, he also has this discussion, which we discussed in previous year as well, about the concept of moed b'knas. Does the moed b'knas potter, do we apply it to the case of hezek shen and nicker or not? So he says, the pasuk says, how do we know the din, a moed b'knas potter? Because the pasuk says, asher yushin alakim yishalom shnayim, and Chazal explained, prat l'mashias atzmai. If I was the one that incriminated myself, the halacha is that there, I don't have to pay knas. But as I said in the previous year, there are two types of knas. One type of knas is where the Torah, or even Chazal, put a fine on me. Another type of knas is not that I'm being fined. I'm being told that I have to compensate for the loss that I created. So he wants to suggest as follows. Why is the din the moed b'knas potter? So he says the reason moed b'knas is potter is because the knas is a punishment. The fact that I came and admitted that I did the Aveiro, and I'm embarrassed, obviously, by admitting that I did an Aveiro, that compensates that I shouldn't have to actually pay the fine. The admission accomplishes the same goal that the fine would have accomplished. But the knas over here is not to punish me for what I did wrong, and therefore my admission that I did something wrong should compensate for that. Here, the purpose of the knas is that I was mafsed somebody. I caused somebody a loss, and I need to pay back for that loss. This is a whole different type of a situation. And here, my admission won't compensate the person who experienced the loss. And therefore, in this case, he says, even though normally the halacha is moed v'knas is potter, here maybe the halacha would not be the moed v'knas is potter.